Iraq, your weather forecast says clouds will be breaking. We'll get some sunshine and a high today of about 66. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen continuing to say no decision's been made regarding a raising of interest rates next month. In a housing hearing this morning, Yellen indicated the U.S. economy continues to perform well, but inflation remains low. After waiving extradition from Lake County, Illinois court yesterday afternoon, Andrew Obregon was transported back to Kenosha County in the jail. He'll be facing charges. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
He's been held in the Lake County jail since October 13th, when he was arrested in Winthrop Harbor after allegedly taking a woman's car in Kenosha County and fleeing from officers on foot after that car was disabled by its OnStar system. Obregon is a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield in September. He has not yet been formally charged in that case, but is facing several other charges related to several chases with law enforcement over the course of nearly 2 weeks. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine man facing two counts of the physical abuse of a child for allegedly throwing two children because they'd been arguing. 27-year-old Jason Lopez accused of picking up a 6-year-old boy and slamming him to a couch, also grabbing a 9-year-old girl by the head and throwing her up against a garbage can. He'll be back in court next week. He was ordered to have no contact with those children. A study on the feasibility of extending commuter rail service north from Kenosha to Racine, supported by a number of speakers during the citizens' comment portion of last night's Racine Council meeting. Among them, Nancy Homeland, who said that there have been a number of instances in Racine where something could have been done but wasn't, and commuter rail should not be one of them.
I don't know if any of you have any younger folks in your families or your neighborhood who've moved to big cities. Many of them don't ride in cars. They don't even own cars, and they don't want to own a car. And I've heard that places like Johnson Wax have a hard time getting people to want to come to Racine to work because we are not connected.
The council did ultimately approve the funding of that study. And thanks to a series of statewide listening sessions concluding at Parkside yesterday, the UW system has a better idea of what it's going to take to thrive and better serve the state in the coming years. System President Ray Cross noting a number of themes of service, including doing a better job of explaining the higher value of education.
Part of the challenge for us is helping to communicate the value and importance of education to the economy, particularly in an economy where we're struggling for talent, creativity, innovation, all part of what we do.
A series of listening sessions held at Parkside Cap with a general forum that was open to the public, about 75 participants. The shooting death of Lake Villa, Illinois Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz was a carefully staged suicide. That according to a report by the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force. Commander George Valenko said the investigation took so long because it was thorough.
It would be irresponsible on our part not to conduct a thorough and detailed investigation. And in the first several weeks of this investigation, there was nothing that we had that was leading us towards determining this as being a suicide.
The report looked at thousands of text messages and bank records and says Glinowitz shot himself after committing extensive criminal acts. The Racine Common Council votes to receive and file a couple of Finance Committee items as recommended, despite the call against it by Alderman Sandy Widener. The first issue that she raised was for the city to again have a full-time human resources director and take those duties away from Scott Letney in his office. He'd recently become the city attorney.
I believe that if we can free up the city attorney's office and remove those HR responsibilities, that the city attorney's office would have more time to address the city legal needs and rely less on outside counsel.
But Alderman Q.A. Shakur argued the current arrangement works just fine.
Most of the work that's done by the HR department is pretty much, it's got to go through the attorney's office because it's got legal issues with it in the first place too. So I think that the way it's operating now, it is effective, is efficient.
Another issue received and filed from a closed session of the finance panel, Alderman Widener maintaining the administration ignored policy on the hiring of an employee who had failed a drug test. And hunters will be able to wear pink along with orange under a bill that was passed yesterday by the state assembly, measure now up before the Senate. Sponsor Joel Clayfish says pink just as effective to wear as the orange. Democratic Representative Diane Hasselbein believing it'll be a boost for women who like to hunt. The cause of that fatal condominium fire on Kenosha's lakefront Tuesday morning, still part of what Fire Chief John Thompson says is going to be a lengthy investigation.
The quick and easiest answer is, a smoke explosion. there's two terms for a smoke explosion. One is smoke explosion, the other is a backdraft. So there is that potential that there was a smoke explosion. There's the other idea, perhaps, that there is a gasoline leak because there's a vehicle in the basement.
Condo explosion in the 400 block of 54th Street included the report of an explosion. A 77-year-old woman found unresponsive in a second-floor bedroom. Her 80-year-old husband in critical condition at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital's burn unit burns over 75% of his body. Wisconsin joining a lawsuit opposing EPA's Clean Power Plan. State officially signed a board yesterday, joining 23 others in opposition. Governor Walker dismissing the EPA rule as a costly power plan, pointing out in a statement, the rule exceeds the administration's authority and further increases the cost of electricity for Wisconsinites. For almost a dozen years, Rickley was known as Deputy Friendly with the Racine County Sheriff's Department, but today is passing from pancreatic cancer at the age of 68, being noted by the many people whose lives he touched, including Racine Alderman Jim Kaplan, making mention of Lee at last night's council meeting.
He was on the committee to bring all of us who graduated in 1966, which next year will be 50 years ago, for a reunion of all the schools together, and I've known Rick for a long time, since 1970.
The council offering a moment of silence for Rick Lee. His funeral service will be next Monday. He was a former Marine, going to be buried with military honors at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery. But for a few changes, including additions to address mental health services, the Racine County Board unanimously approving the 2016 budget, designed from the start to maintain the countywide levy. Supervisor Janet Bernberg called it a great budget. Supervisor Bob Miller, who chairs the finance panel, said it's impressive to offer 6 years of a stable levy while continuing needed services.
Tremendous numbers of municipalities would like to claim that they have done that. So, and it really is a team effort. The county board cooperates with staff and with the leadership to create such a budget, and it's a great document.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave deflecting praise for a new work experience coffee shop initiative at the Workforce Development Center to Human Services Director Hope Otto.
She had come to me and asked about a work program in the Cornwolf building that could have some demonstrated work experience with our W-2 participants or perhaps even some of our juvenile detention detainees.
As for the budget, the county tax rate, that'll be set with the next week's board vote on the levy, and depending on local assessments, it should be comparable to this year's figure. Recently enacted parking pass increases by the Sturtevant Village Board going to be revisited. At last night's meeting, Jennifer Torres presented trustees with what she called a cost analysis and said the increases were too high and would cause a hardship for many who ride the train. Spoke to officials in Glenview, Illinois, and said she found out they offer a yearly pass, which Sturtevant does not.
So in my mind, that really encourages residents to utilize the service and, you know, therefore increases their revenue. They said they have someone daily checking to see if people are in fact following the rules, and if not, they're ticketing them. And that system has worked very well for them.
The Sturtevant Board recently voting to increase the daily parking pass up to $7 from $5, the monthly pass from $60 to $80. A yearly pass not available, but the trustees did express an interest in looking into offering such a pass, perhaps even adjusting the rate increases for next year at a committee meeting next week. The Racine Common Council last night voting to include $355,000 of additional borrowing in the CIP program for next year to pay for sidewalk maintenance, rejecting a return to the assessment method or a yearly tax on properties. Alderman Sandy Weiner supporting the one-year trial.
I find it ironic that we use IG funds for development, for businesses, for loans, for facade grants, for all kinds of things. But we have all this discussion and debate about if we want to fund our infrastructure with CIP funds.
Alderman Ron Hart strongly against more city borrowing.
I can't believe that we turned down the $27 per taxpayer to go along with adding another debt on our CIP over the years to come. I think what we're doing is just putting a Band-Aid over the problem. We're not resolving anything. We're just moving it on down the line. So I would hope that we vote this down and do it the way we've been doing it for the last 20 years.
Mayor John Dickard noting the focus on sidewalks going forward would be trip hazards. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen said they would restart the sidewalk inspection program and try for maybe one-fifth of the city next year. WEC Energy Group reporting that with its acquisition of Integrys Energy Group, third quarter earnings went up 44% to $182.5 million. On a per-share basis, the earnings rose to 58 cents for stock versus 56 cents last year as Wisconsin Energy Corporation. Wisconsin native Matt Kenseth will not be on the hunt for NASCAR's championship. He's also got a few folks upset with him for his role last Sunday in an accident with Joey Logano, which many claim was intentional in retaliation for a previous incident with Logano as the aggressor. And one-time Wisconsin All-American offensive lineman Joe Thomas almost became a member of the Denver Broncos before the NFL trade deadline yesterday. Broncos GM John Elway confirming talks with the Cleveland Browns about a trade, says they were ready to even restructure contracts to get the deal done, but Elway refused Cleveland's first or second round draft choices over the next 2 years as the asking price. AccuWeather forecast, sun from the clouds, high today 66. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.